Hi, Darcy. Come in. We have a lot to talk about.
Hi, Janet. Yes, we do. Did you have a look at the report I sent over?
I did. The numbers don't exactly look great. On average, the value of the tech stocks you selected has decreased by almost 50%.
Well, to be fair, I didn't select these stocks.
Oh, who did?
It was Brett Chalmers, a financial advisor who has worked here for years. I trusted his expertise, but obviously he didn't do a good job of researching them.
It was Brett alone. Why didn't we have a whole team of people researching these stocks?
Well, Brett said that he could handle it himself. I offered to give him some colleagues to help him, but he said he would prefer to do it himself.
He said no to more people helping him. Isn't that a bit unusual?
It is. I think he wanted to do more overtime.
Well, interesting. I think I'll have to talk with Brett after this. I want you to explain to me what happened with each of these three stocks. I need to be able to explain it to our investors. And right now, they're not very happy.
Understandably. Brett really messed up on this. But, okay, I'll start with Box Builder. Box Builder makes 3D printers for factories. Basically, huge machines that can make anything.
That seems like a good idea. What went wrong?
Well, as you can see, in the first month, the stock price rose pretty sharply from $20 to $35, an increase of almost 100% in 1 month. We were pretty happy with that. But then in March, well, it came out that although these 3D printers are amazing technology, they're also extremely expensive to run. Almost no factory wants to buy them because it's almost always cheaper to just build things in the normal way.
And Brett didn't figure that out while he was researching the company?
No, he didn't. I'm just as disappointed as you are.
Okay, tell me about this truck company, Nikola.
Well, in February, the Nikola stock price went up by approximately 30% because they signed a huge contract with a food delivery company to supply them with hundreds of trucks. But then, at the end of March, the price fell sharply because an employee inside Nikola said their trucks don't actually work. Apparently, the hydrogen technology just isn't ready yet.
So that's why the price fell so much in March. But why did it fall again in May?
Well, Nikola released a video showing their trucks driving as a demonstration, and this made the market very excited for hydrogen trucks. But then, in May, it came out that the videos were basically fake. The trucks in the video were driving on petrol, not hydrogen. This caused the stock price to decrease by another 30%.
In other words, the company isn't trustworthy?
That's right. And the share price has crashed by 79% as a result. It's still not clear if Nikola actually has made trucks that work, but at this point I think the whole company might be a fraud. Now, moving on to Future Fridge, Brett thought sales at Future Fridge would go up a lot as a result of them decreasing their costs by moving their factory to China and making their software themselves. At first, the stock price went up because this made a big increase in Future Fridge's sales. But then the customer reviews for the new fridges started coming out. Apparently, the quality of the fridges has dropped dramatically. They used to be the most expensive fridges on the market, but also the best. Now they're still expensive, but the quality of the software and the quality of the fridge itself has decreased a lot, and their customers are not happy. As you can see, the stock price has fallen steadily since February. However, it has risen again, slightly, because Future Fridge announced they were going back to the software they used before they tried to make it themselves.
That seems to be the only good news in this whole thing. I have to say, I'm pretty shocked by this.
Me too. I just can't believe Brett could make this many mistakes.
Neither can I. I won't forget this. Anyway, thanks for your time, Darcy.